Your father was an activist too, wasn't he?
My father was. He was always involved in the community, not to the extent that I am. He saw his main role as keeping us fed, but he was involved in the community, yes.
And then you were elected on, you've already referred to it, let's do it again here. You were elected on your own in 1987.
Right.
And then re-elected for three terms, was it?
It was re-elected in 87 and then in 91. And yeah. Then I didn't run in the 95 election.
And by a healthy margin, too.
A healthy margin, yeah.
You proved yourself.
Yeah.
Accomplishments that you were most proud of or were the most effective as you were chief?
I think probably being able to facilitate a group of health professionals. First of all, I never did anything by myself. Anything that I've ever done in my life has been with a team. I think the fact that we were able to set out a plan over a decade, say we're going to build freestanding health clinics, develop a prevention program, and then actually stay focused on that and get it done. That sounds, you know, not that exciting, but at that time we had no gaming money. So we just had to figure out how to work with the Indian Health Service and the Congress to get things built. I told the people in Stillwell where I would build them a clinic when I was first elected, and I was going to get it done one way or another. So we built a clinic in Stillwell and Salisaw, and by the time I left, we'd bought a hospital in Jay, turned it into a clinic, and started building another clinic. Just in terms of just staying focused on a goal, that's probably very high on my list.
Let me come back once again to being a female leader. Here we are in 2009, and talking to you about this, you were leading the way in many ways in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
Where do you think we are today, where now it's more accepted for females to be in leadership positions? Are we still behind in that area?
I think we're behind as a nation. I think it was interesting and very difficult to watch the Hillary Clinton campaign play itself out. It was just very fascinating to watch that. There was still more opposition to her being a woman than I thought there would be. And some truly, truly sexist things were said about her. So that was really tough to watch. She's a highly qualified candidate, as was Barack Obama. I've thought a lot about that issue after this election, started to write about it, but it's too complicated. It would take me a lot of time to think through all that. And I think that watching both her and Sarah Palin, who I have nothing in common with and probably would want to be in a room with, but watching some of the comments about her, I think that are terribly inappropriate. So watching both those things, I think, has been very, very difficult. And so I have to think about that, think about where we are. And one of the things I'm interested in is women's leadership, whether there's a different way women lead, just women's leadership in general. So I'll actually be thinking about that issue some.
And no matter how sophisticated we are, maybe the media just switches and they just almost like they can't help themselves. They treat a woman differently.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they can't help themselves. I mean, I think that people tend to overlook the enormous intellect and skills of women. And if you really think about it, men bring certain attributes to leadership that we need, and women bring certain attributes to leadership, and we need both those attributes. If you had asked me 30 years ago, I would have said by now half of our Senate would be women. So I think we've got a long way to go.
So maybe students will be listening to this, to today's technology. Who knows, 25,
yeah.
50 years from now.
Yeah.
So young women,
yeah.
I mean, I know you're asked the question, what kind of advice do you give young women, say, in college, looking for careers? And they should be looking at areas of leadership.
They should be looking at areas of leadership. I think that it's very easy to sit around and say they should solve the problem. I don't know who they is, but everybody's always talking about they should solve that environmental problem or they should solve that housing problem. But I think that what women need to do is they need to stop looking elsewhere for leadership and look to themselves for leadership. So I think that's very important. I also think it's really important for women to define for themselves what it means to be a woman. I have two daughters, and during most of their young adulthood, they're bombarded with magazines and peer groups and that sort of thing to focus on how they look rather than who they are. And they're both very beautiful. But I think that girls should not let other people define for them what it means to be a woman. I think they should not let magazines or the culture of the larger society or their boyfriends influence who they are as a person, that they need to figure out how to define for themselves what does it mean to be a woman for me? And that sounds like a small task, but it's a really big task.